This is Tate Servance in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I have got your news for you in just one moment. And we are back with our news. In Ionia County, Michigan, a Lake Odessa man suffered life-threatening injuries when his car was hit by a train on Thursday. Deputies responded to the crash at 4:40 p.m. near the intersection of Huddle Road and Jordan Lake Street in Odessa Township near Grand Rapids. The 20-year-old man was driving north on Huddle Road when his car was struck by an eastbound train, the sheriff's office said. The man was airlifted from the scene by AeroMed and taken to Corwell Health Butterworth Hospital with life-threatening injuries. He was the only person in the car, and the crash remains under investigation, deputies said. An investigation is underway after an educator was found dead in an Ionia Schools building. The educator was found dead in Ionia Public Schools building Wednesday night, said Ionia Superintendent Ben Girk. The person's name has not yet been released. Girk did not say where the person was found, but three schools were closed Thursday: Ionia High School, Welch High School, and Bulldogs Beginning Preschool. Welch High School remained closed on Friday. The superintendent expressed sorrow over the loss and emailed the parents, indicating that the educator was a beloved member of the school community. Ionia Public Safety said there is no evidence suggesting an ongoing threat to the community. Grief counseling services will be available for students and staff on Friday, school officials said. So far this season, Michiganders have had some big snowfalls. Nothing too crazy, but enough inches have fallen to require snow removal. Hopefully everyone is staying safe out there while shoveling snow. Remember, take it slow, keep your shovel low. In addition to keeping safety tips in mind for your health, it's also important to keep snow removal laws in mind. Of course, it's the kind and neighborly thing to do to shovel the snow from your sidewalk, but it's also the law. If you'd like to avoid tickets and fines this winter, here's what you need to know about snow removal laws in Michigan. While Michigan does not have a statewide law that determines how much time you have to shovel snow from your sidewalks, most local ordinances give you 24 hours after snowfall ends. If you don't remove the snow within 24 hours, you could receive a violation notification that gives you one more day before you receive a ticket and/or a fine. Also, keep in mind where you pile that snow when shoveling. Michigan does have a code that prohibits the obstruction of safety vision by removal of deposit of snow, ice, or slush. Basically, this means don't pile your snow up at the end of the driveway where it can reduce visibilities for other vehicles to see you. Finally, there is no exact statewide law on when you can or cannot use your snowblower. Most places have local noise ordinances. Quiet hours in Michigan typically run from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m., so just don't start snow blowing before 7 o'clock in the morning. We do have our national and international news with epidemiologists and pediatric health experts are weighing in on proposed changes to the childhood vaccination schedule, stressing the importance of maintaining high immunization rates to prevent outbreaks of preventable diseases, and urging policymakers to carefully evaluate any revisions against longstanding safety and effectiveness data. In international news, roadside bombings in northwestern Pakistan have killed police officers in a series of attacks over several days, prompting security forces to increase patrols and investigations amid concerns about renewed militant activity in parts of the country. This was Tate Servance in your Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. There are no obituaries to report at this hour, and you can get full stories, obituaries, and weather by visiting thumbnet.net. We will be right back with Steve Adamson for the weather.
Cold weather will be in place for the weekend, and a cold pattern in general looks to prevail through all of next week. So we'll be looking at a